اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى جميع.
Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll continue with التقاء الساكنتين or رفع التقاء الساكنتين. The prohibition or avoiding the two sakin letters meeting each other. So, if you're ready, we studied everything we learned about and we explained, okay, what it really is, what it really means, okay? So, now we are talking about the group of exceptions that we assigned with fatha or dhamma. If the word min approaches a sakin letter, which haraka do you assign the noon with? With fatha, right? The next rule talks about like three words which are important. Hum, kum, tum. So, look, these three words, hum, kum, tum, all are pronouns in Arabic. So,
you see, when we speak Arabic,
salamun alaykum. Salam to you all.
وعليكم السلام.
وعليكم السلام.
I won't say it.
Look, عليكم السلام. عليكم. ساكن. ميم ساكن. Good example. Thank you, Mahdi. Let's recite the salawat for Mahdi. عليكم السلام.
عليكم السلام. Just read that.
How did you? No. Look, the ميم is ساكن. عليكم ميم ساكن.
But we used
Dhamma. السلام. Yeah, wait. السلام. So it is alif lam al-ta'rif, right?
Yes.
Lam al-ta'rif with hamzatul wasl. Hamzatul wasl will be skipped.
Yes.
When you join the words.
Yes.
Lam is ساكن. Even lam is skipped, then the next letter sin.
It's a shamsi word, so lam should be skipped.
Lam should be skipped. Mashallah, shamsi letter. But the sin has a tashdid. It means there are two sin. The first one is sakin.
So for meme,
so wait.
Zama.
Meme, sakin. Okay. Sin, sakin. Two sakin letters or no?
Yes.
So which harakat do you assign with?
Zama.
Dhamma. So kum, hum.
Oh, sir.
Tum.
Because the before letter is zama. Alaykum.
That's okay. No, it is not the point, okay? Maybe sometimes in some words you'll find that there is no dhamma before it, but it's still you do it. Maybe. I'm saying that's not the rule. The rule is with these three words, okay? Remember that three words. So how to fix this?
Kum.
Kumul.
Kum.
Okay? Or whatever, any other silent letter that we have. I mean, second letter that we have. So, alaykum assalam. Okay?
Alaykum assalam.
Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. Wa ulaika humul muflihun. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the first page we have. Right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I think we have to go and practice some in the Quran Kareem. Okay? Just remember that there is also sometimes just this case as well, okay, this exception as well. Then it's enough for this session. I mean, the studying, okay? We'll go and practice some of the Quran Kareem. Then we'll go and study the new rules. So one more. If there is a vowel, which is sakin, in a word. I mean, a word that ends with a vowel, which is sakin. Okay, Muhammad Yahya?
Yes.
And before that, what we have Fatha?
Yes.
So what did I say? Fatha, then waw sakin. Fatha, then waw sakin. So in this case, if this waw sakin meets a silent letter after it, because it is sakin, Fatha, sakin waw, another sakin letter. Is it iltiqa'u sakinatain or no?
Yes.
So what do you, how should you prohibit or prevent this case?
Fatha or zamma.
Okay, what?
Zamma.
It's not kasra because we are reading the exceptions, yes?
Zamma.
Dhamma. You assign the waw with dhamma.
Yes.
For example, I'm saying. For example, ra'aw. Ra'aw al-azab.
Ra'aw
al-azab.
But we say ra'aw al-azab.
Ra'aw al-azab. Ishtaraw al-dalala.
Ishtaraw al-dalala.
Ishtaraw al-dalala. All right?
Yeah, because itself has...
Okay, if you say ra'aw al-azab, ra'aw al-azab, it's not possible. Can you say ra'aw? I mean, ra'aw al-azab together?
Huh?
Without any harakat. No, do not assign one with harakat.
Say again, say again. What was the word?
Say the word ra'aw.
Ra'aw.
Al-azab.
Al-azab.
Now read them together without the harakat on the top of it.
Ra'aw.
It's not possible. It's not possible. Come on, man. It's not possible, right, Mahdi? So, ishtaraw. Say, Mahdi. Ishtaraw. Ishtaraw.
Ishtaraw.
Al-dalala.
Al-dalala.
Now join them together without the harakat of waw. No, without harakat of waw. Maybe sometimes you will see like a dhamma on the top of waw in this case, but sometimes you might not, okay? Ra'awul azab ishtarawul dalala. Ready to go to the Quran? Recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Okay, open سورة النازعات. Inshallah, we will practice all the other rules as well. If we found any example for today's lesson as well, we'll talk about them. Okay. سورة النازعات, chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem. So, can you say the page to our brothers and sisters? What page is it?
It's
583. 583. Brothers and sisters, 583. Surah An-Nazi'at, chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem, the next surah after Surah An-Naba. Okay,
583. IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
It is wajib for you all now.
Is?
It is wajib for you all because you have learned so far the many rules. Our Muslim brothers and sisters, whoever hears us. So if you have learned how to read the Quran so far, okay? So you gotta apply all the rules. You gotta practice all the rules, okay? If you do not, it means you have committed a mistake. You have disrespected yourself, okay? It might be counted as guna, as sin, as ma'asi, okay? Because you know and still you do not apply. That's kind of like abusing yourself, yes? Insulting yourself or disrespecting yourself.
Or the rules are disrespecting
you. Okay, so... If you, for example, if any of you, alhamdulillah, you do not do it. If any of you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, or A'udhu, or minash shaitanir rajim, this is not acceptable, and you don't have to do it, okay? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والنازعات غرقا
والنازعات غرقا.
Okay, one of the rules is to apply the sound or the pronunciation of the heavy letters.
Like
غرقا.
Okay.
والنازعات غرقا
والنازعات غرقا
والناشطات نشطا
والناشطات نشطا
ما شاء الله والسابحات سبحا
والسابحات سبحا.
Why did you make the same mistake as I made?
Sabha.
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 Why didn't you pay attention?
Sabha.
I was paying attention.
Okay, no, you gotta ask me. You gotta tell me that you made a mistake.
Sabha.
I sometimes, okay, intentionally I make mistake to see are you kind of listening, are you kind of aware of this or no, okay? So, والسابحات سبحا
والسابحات سبحا.
Again, I made the mistake.
Ha ha
سبحا
سبحا.
Are you sleeping?
والسابحات سبحا.
No, you are saying correctly, but why don't you?
That's heavy.
Remind me. No, I didn't say.
You said سبحا.
I said a sound between ha and ha.
سبحا.
That's wrong. Okay, wasabiha, the same ha. Wasabihati sabha.
Wasabihati sabha.
Great, right? Okay. Fasabiqati sabqa.
Wasabiqati sabqa.
You made a mistake.
No, but it should be.
He said wasabiqati.
He made a mistake. I didn't make a mistake. It was him. Instead of saying fasabiqat, he said wasabiqat.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah, it's your mistake.
But you said.
No, don't like.
Don't blame.
Blame me, okay?
It's not a rap.
Let's continue. فالسابقات سبقا
فالسابقات سبقا.
That's great. فالمدبرات أمرا
فالمدبرات أمرا.
Great.
Heavy
يوم ترجف الراجفة
يوم ترجف الراجفة.
Why do we say راجفة? It's tough.
Yeah.
Because we are stopping here.
Yeah.
We're stopping here. The ta changes, ta marbuta changes to sukun. Yes?
Ha not sukun.
No, ta marbuta changes to ha.
Yeah.
And the harakat changes to sukun.
Yeah.
What did I say? I said?
Ta marbuta changes to sukun.
Oh, sorry. Brothers and sisters, sorry for that. Okay. Yawma tarujufu rajifa.
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ.
Okay, why do you say تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ? What about لام and ألف? Why do you skip that ألف?
Because it's like حروف الشمسي.
Why that ألف?
Which ألف?
الرَّاجِفَةِ.
Oh, yeah.
No, because we're joining.
Yeah, we're joining. It's ألف.
No.
It's ألف. ألف الوصل.
Yeah, it's not ألف. It's Hamzatul
Wasl. Hamzatul
Wasl. Okay, that's why we skip it. Great. So sometimes I ask you these kind of questions. Read
to confuse us, yes?
Yeah.
Alif, what is
okay, it? Okay. تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةُ
تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةُ.
We got a good example here about رَفْعُ الْتِقَاءِ السَّاكِنَتَيْنِ. No, تَتْبَعُهَا. No, it's not with ta. Look, تَتْبَعُهَا. Ha, fatha. Alif. Alif is sakin. It doesn't have any haraka. One sakin letter, remember. Ar-ra-di-fa. Hamzatul wasl skip. Lam skip. Okay? Ra. The first ra is sakin, right?
Yes.
So, we had one alif. Tatba'u-ha. Sakin. One alif sakin. Ra here, sakin.
So, but here we don't read the ra. We'll just not read the ra and the...
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, not ra. Alif. Don't read the alif of the ha and just... Join them together.
No, I'm saying that alif is sakin, right?
Yes.
One sakin letter.
Yes.
Look for the next. Alif and lam, we do not care about them. We skip them. But ra, which has tashdid, So the first one is ساكن here.
Sir, but
تتبعها ألف ساكن را ساكن here. Two ساكن letters.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة.
So after reciting the salawat, we will talk about how should we read it, okay? We'll talk about it. So let's recite the salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وعمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن